Anyone who's read the book, The Da Vinci Code, or seen the movie probably knows something about the Knights Templar. They're basically an ancient law enforcement organization that these three people who were arrested claim to be a part of. A lot of people think this group is fake. However, there are real consequences for impersonating an officer of the law. And that's just what the LA County Sheriff's Department arrested these folks for. These three people have all identified themselves as being members of the Masonic Fraternal Police Department. And according to the LA Times, one of the suspects, Brandon Keel, was an aide to California State Attorney General Kamala Harris. When officers searched the homes of these three in Santa Clarita, they say they found weapons, badges, vehicles, uniforms, and other law enforcement type equipment. Just the kind of items that would give the impression that these people were real sworn police officers. Keel, along with Tanette Hayes and David Henry, the chief of the so-called Masonic Fraternal Police Department, were all arrested for impersonating a peace officer. Now, this is a serious offense that can come with prison time. Law enforcement says they became aware of this illegitimate police organization when the group contacted the Santa Clarita Sheriff's Station and met with the station's captain. Now, it's unclear why the group wanted to do that. The Masonic Police Organization claims to be a part of a modern-day branch of the fabled Knights Templar, a group that dates back basically 1,000 years. As the chief of Santa Clarita's home, the windows out there, we checked it out, they're all shut. No one came to the door when we knocked. Neighbors tell us the Masonic couple that lives there were very friendly, and no one thought they were suspicious.
He had the specific like ring, and I just asked about it, and it's about like an Illuminati, it's a Masonic, and then it goes back like from ancient times.
All three of the suspects were released the same day from jail that they were arrested. Now, officers believe there are more people a part of this Masonic Fraternal Order of Police, and they're urging anyone with information to come forward.